And let's follow up now on one reporter's final dispatch from Baghdad. NPR's Tom Bullock sent us an essay a few days ago as he ended his 21st tour in Iraq. When he first arrived in 2003, it was safe to go out and get a haircut. The shops reminded him of the Andy Griffith Show. There was a degree of hope that evaporated long before Bullock's departure in 2007.
I am frustrated at the death of that golden era of pizza parlors and barbershops. I'm frustrated with Iraqis I've talked to who proudly say we are all brothers, then take up arms against each other. And I'm frustrated with American military and civilian officials who stand up and say everything in Iraq is working. Then when they leave, they write books about how everything in Iraq has failed and it's not their fault.
Several of you wrote to us after hearing that story that as the war has changed, so has the job of reporting it. Gabe Joseph of Seattle noted a problem with much of the news coverage in Iraq.
A daily news report where you hear about a bombing just doesn't really fill in all the details on what the situation is really like for people on the ground.
Listening in Chicago, Srikanth Gopalkrishnan started to hear those details.
Kudos to Mr. Bullock for combining the elements of good reporting with giving the listeners a glimpse into the personal world of the reporter.
Another listener noticed something else. In the beginning, our producer's freedom of movement affected the stories he could bring you. Now much of the news has to come secondhand. Naomi Ishiksaka of Seattle said that Bullock's story highlighted, quote, the many invisible Iraqi translators and helpers who bring home the reality of the war in Iraq.
If you have comments for Morning Edition, just visit npr.org and click Contact Us.